A new report from the Massachusetts Office of Labor and Workforce Development Tuesday said seasonally unadjusted unemployment rates rose in a majority of the state's 22 local labor markets in June, reflecting a statewide slowdown in permanent hiring. Unemployment rates fell in Barnstable, Fall River, Tisbury, and Nantucket, where there's traditionally strong hiring of summertime temporary workers. It was unchanged in Pittsfield and up in the other 17 areas. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady in June at 6%, but it was in the face of an estimated loss of 2,600 jobs. It was the first month-to-month job loss reported in Massachusetts in 7 months. Robert Nockostein, a professor of economics at the Eisenberg School at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, said the Massachusetts economy is still growing, but more slowly.
I think it's 1 month in a reporting series that we need to watch over time to really see what's happening. So I'm not distressed by this report, but I think we ought to take a wait-and-see attitude.
Nockostein said a number of factors are behind the slowdown in Massachusetts, including a national recovery that's stalling, the crisis in Europe, which is where the largest share of Massachusetts exports go, and the year-end political uncertainties over taxes and government spending. It's causing businesses, large and small, to think twice about expanding.
Layoffs have pretty much diminished to normal levels, normal non-recessionary levels in our economy. But what's lagging, what's keeping unemployment high, is that hiring is lagging. In fact, exactly the case that employers are just skittish. They don't want to take on costs that they aren't pretty darn sure the revenue will be there to support.
The slowdown in hiring is evident at the FutureWorks Career Center in Springfield. The center's manager for business services, Kevin Lynn, says there was a 30% drop in job postings in June compared with a year ago, and there was a 38% drop in the number of people reporting success in finding employment.
We'd been seeing a positive trend here locally, and we've seen that sort of kind of fall off now. And I look for kind of reasons. Well, why is this? Nothing I can really come up with is I think it's got to be an effect from what's going on in Europe. There's an uncertainty out there, and I think, you know, some of our local businesses are thinking, you know, is that coming here? Is that going to affect me? And if there's that potential, you know, do I want to commit to hiring people?
Associated Industries of Massachusetts said its Business Confidence Index for June, which is based on a survey of its members, showed the second largest drop in 21 years. A report based on a survey of economists by the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, known as the Beige Book, concluded the New England economy continues to expand at a moderate pace. But it too noted that firms are not hiring in substantial numbers due to uncertain future economic conditions. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.